Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Yes, me.
AVS Media Demo.
Okay, sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I was having some difficulties turning off the soundtrack for the radio show, but I'm here, and I'd just like to say good morning to everyone, and happy, happy Friday to you and your family. Thank you for tuning into the Travel Guide, which will air each week on Friday morning at 8:30. Each week we will discuss travel tips, exotic locations, announce savings, and feature a vacation destination. The format of the show is very similar to the email blast that was sent to you. And if you're not on my email list, simply send me your email in the body of the subject. Type the travel guide, because I have two other radio shows. I have the Driver 5 Live, and I have an Avon Motivational Show. So put travel guide. And don't worry, I will not blow up your email box. Today we're going to discuss carrying important documents and currency while traveling abroad. Really traveling anywhere. But let's talk about first what type of currency that you should carry when you're traveling abroad. Well, diversity. You should really bring it all. Bring the cash, bring the plastic, bring the traveler's check. ATM machines are available worldwide in this day and age. However, I would strongly suggest that you don't use your debit card because of security issues. If your PIN is hacked, then you can kiss those hard-earned dollars goodbye. So you don't want to go somewhere and have issues with your debit card. Your best option between cash, plastic, and traveler's checks is really credit cards. But make sure you find a way to pay off the balance, remotely every month on extended trips so that you can not be killed by high interest. So if you're going to go somewhere and travel 2 months, or if you travel between you get caught out there between your billing cycle, make sure you can go and maybe either go online and transfer money or pay your bills again remotely. Let's talk a little bit about what to do when you're traveling and you have your documents. And when I talk about documents, I'm really referring to your passports, your travel information, for example, your hotel, your hotel room, your reservation number. I'm talking about your airline ticket, your flight numbers going and coming, on the time which you're coming back, your confirmation papers for that. If you're renting a car, your rental agreement number, any documents that you're going to need when you're traveling. What I like to do, some people are against it, but This is what I do. I take all of my documents and I scan them, and then I put them on. In the scan, I email those documents to myself because I have several email accounts. So I go to one email account, and then I send it to myself in another email. And I like to use Gmail because Gmail you seem to be more secure. And then in the subject line, I do not type travel documents. That you don't do that. You may want to come up with some kind of a code word for your documents. So this way, God forbid, if I am separated from my passport because it was either lost or stolen, or got damaged, you know, that's also a possibility. I still have access to that document, and in that document, I also carry my my hotel information, reservation forms, confirmation forms. My if I'm renting a car, that form is also scanned. And then what I do, I make two sets of documents for when I travel. I carry one set with me, and the other set. The other set I carry in my actual travel bag. So in my carry-on bag, I carry, you know I'm a diva, so I carry a folder that matches my luggage, and in that folder I have my documents, so it's at my hand at all times. And then another set I keep within my suitcase. And then when I get to my destination, God forbid if I lose, you know, both of those items, then again I have I always travel with some kind of computer, whether I take my little netbook, or most likely I would carry my my iPad. And of course I have an Evo, which is also like a little small mini computer. So I have various ways of accessing my documents. And then of course the other options, you don't have an iPad, or a netbook or a laptop to or a smartphone or a laptop to carry. Quite often the hotel in which you travel to will have a business center. And sometimes they charge you and sometimes they don't. And you can ask, can you go to, you know, the computers and access your documentation. If you happen to be caught out there and you're at the airport and you can't get past that site, then I would suggest, you know, asking, you know, security, is there, you know, can you possibly go to a computer so that you can access your document. And usually people are very, very accommodating. So those are your choices. Now, let's talk. So we talked about documents. Oh, my goodness. And the time is just going by so quickly because we have so much problems logging in. But once you get to your destination, you can do one or two things. So, people often ask if they have a safe deposit box or a safe box or whatever in their rooms, and sometimes people like to lock their boxes up in their, you know, their documentations in that box in which they have. Some people like to carry little fanny packs, and they keep their documents and their currency in that. My mother has this little arm thing, look like a holster, in which she carries her documents in. And it's actually, if you're gonna carry something like that, do like my mother. The one she has is actually made of vinyl, so if it ever gets wet, the currency, the documentation will not get destroyed. Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about some of these exotic places in which you may wish to travel to. And if you got the email blast, you know that we are going to talk today about the Dominican Republic. And if you have never been, it is just absolutely the new hot spot where everybody is traveling to. And people say, well, why is that? You know, one island is, you know, it's just like any other island. And I have to say, I have traveled to almost every Caribbean island, and I have never seen any place like the Dominican Republic. We just came back. We traveled with my family, and I was 10 of us, 29, and the dog. Everybody know Lucky goes, travels well. So, and I take his documentation as well, and we will have a show on traveling with your pets in the future. But I find that when we go to Dominican Republic, we just came back the 29th. We went to 29th of December, November, and we came back December 6th. And we went to Punta Cana this time. And I tell you, every time we go to Dominican Republic, I just, to tell you, the people are just so warm and just absolutely so friendly. They bend over backwards to serve you. It's just amazing, amazing. And, you know, we own a vacation club, and we're shareholders at this vacation club, which is the top level of ownership. And we're like 180th people to own at this particular vacation club. And again, in a future show, I'm going to do a comparison between vacation clubs and timeshare. I have both, but I tell you, I love my vacation club. And our home vacation spot is in Puerto Plata, which is in the Dominican Republic. And I tell you, it is absolutely phenomenal. And I give you, the people just stay so friendly. I'll give you an example. We go almost every year. And 1 year, my mother got sick on the plane. And so my family, you know, the 10 of us, they had to go, the 8 people had to go ahead of us while we landed in Virginia and to be checked out medically. So the next day when we arrived, that next evening when we arrived at the Dominican Republic, the minute I got off the airport, into the airport, and walked through the terminal, and there was a young lady, she was at the counter, and she's at the Avis counter. Her name is Rosemary, and she was servicing. She had a crowd of people that she was servicing, and she just happened to glance up, and she saw my mother and I walking through the terminal, and she stopped what she was doing, and she said, "Patricia, why didn't you come with your family yesterday?" And I was in so shock that not only did she recognize me and my mother, but she knew my name. And that's the kind of place that lifestyle dream vacation is. Holiday vacation is really actually the name. It's actually, I mean, just a phenomenal place. And when you go there and when you're on the grounds of the site, everywhere you go, it says, tell only your best friend. And there's so many activities. I mean, the beaches, they serve you. They got beds on the beach. It's just, I mean, just everything's top-shelf liquor. I mean, once you pay your fee and travel there, you don't come out your pocket for anything else unless you want to pay, give tips. And we like to tip people because they're just so, they're just so phenomenal there. So if you're interested in going to Lifestyle Dream Vacation, Holiday Vacation, go visit my website, and the website is www.lifestyledreamvacation.com. That's www.lifestyledreamvacation. And the other thing I'd like to talk a little bit about is, and that's Lucky again, and it's invariably someone always seems to be in the hallway when I'm on the radio show. the deal for the week, the hot deal for the week is Celebrity Cruise. They have exciting deals this week, and if you're thinking about taking a cruise, this is the time to do it. The rates, these low discount rates, start. You can only do it on Tuesday. That's Tuesday, January the 10th, and take advantage of those great deals. And you can email me, and my email address is 91. I'm sorry, is Pat at NYElitetravel.com. That's Pat at ElitetRavel.com, and I'm going to spell that out for you. That's Pat at NYElitetRavel.com, and I have trips starting depending as low as, get this, $249, as low as $249 for a 5-night Western Caribbean cruise on the Celebrity Millennium from Miami. This is from Miami, so it means you have to fly to Miami. Now, and this is something we're going to talk about in the future also. This does not include your taxes as well as your gratuities. So, and you know, there's port tax, there's government tax, and this and that and the other. So, but the starting rate, U.S., is $249. Okay, so with that, it's 9 o'clock. We did get a little slow start because of the music, which I'm going to take off next week because that is just totally ridiculous. But before we leave, I want you to grab a piece of paper and pen, and I want to give you some information. I want to give you some websites. The first website is my website. Well, actually, both my websites. And the first one is NYElitetRavel.com, which is the same extension which I just gave for my email. That's NYElitetRavel.com. And the second website is Life. StyleDreamVacation.com. That's LifeStyleDreamVacation.com. And then you could also like me on Facebook. Either personally, you can like me, Patricia McDowell, or you can look up my website, which is NY Elite Travel, or Lifestyle Dream Vacation. And when you look up for it, several people come up for Lifestyle Dream Vacation. But the logo that comes up for me is black with gold writing. That's black with gold writing, and it says Yonkers, New York. And then, check out my blog. Yeah, I'm blogging. And my blog address is TUMBLR, that's Tumblr, TUMBLR.com /blog/ New York or NY Elite Travel. I'll give you that again. It's Tumblr, TUMBLR.com /blog/ NY Elite Travel. Okay, guys, so that's it for today. And if you're looking to, travel and go on vacation, and this is the time to plan your holiday vacation. I know myself, my family and I, we are traveling definitely next November. No, I'm sorry, we're changing our trip to December, and we're going to book. We already sent in our reservations, but we're going to book our airlines next week. So if you're looking to book anytime this year, Call me or email me. You know, those who personally know me, you have my phone number, call me. Those who are first-time listeners, hit me up with an email. Again, it's pat@nyelitetravel.com. I hope that you have a phenomenal, phenomenal week, and look forward to seeing you next week. And, you know, please tell your friends and family and coworkers about the Travel Guide, which airs every Friday at 8:30, and I just want to get your feedback to see if you think that 8:30 in the morning is that a good time for you. Until that time, until next week, everyone, have a good week. Bye bye.